Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the latest in the Iowa legislature. Thank you, Senator Julian Garrett, for joining us back on Let's Talk Indianola. First of all, what's been going on in the Iowa legislature since last we've talked over the last couple of weeks? As we're getting closer towards that final part of the session and moving towards the end of the session, hard as it is to believe.
Yes, any bill that is not out of a committee by the end of next week is basically dead for the session. Now, there are some exceptions to that, appropriations and ways and means, which are tax bills. They're not subject to the funnel, but for the most part, you got to get your bill at least through one committee in one of the houses to keep it going for the session. So it's really busy right now. Everybody's scrambling to try to get their bills through to so they can keep going and keep working on them.
Is there anything you've been working on in your committees that you're trying to get through to the Senate, and anything you want your constituents to know before we start moving on to some of the election bills that's been coming up?
Well, yes, I have quite a few, as a matter of fact. Some of them are my bills that I wrote and introduced, and then some of them are bills that came from other sources that I'm handling and floor managing in the Senate. One of the bills that I wrote just got through the Judiciary Committee is a bill requiring people to remain at the scene of an accident. There is an existing law that says that if you leave the scene of an accident, you are subject to a criminal penalty. But I was contacted by the County Attorneys Association and a local assistant county attorney here in Warren County. He said there's a loophole in this law, and that has to do with drivers who leave the scene knowing or having reason to believe that there's been an injury or a death, and yet they flee. And that wasn't specifically covered, and they wanted to put that in the law and have increased penalties under those circumstances. So we did that. I wrote the bill up, working with the county attorneys, and we just passed it in the Judiciary Committee, so it'll be eligible to be voted on the floor. We've got several bills, not necessarily mine, having to do with free speech on the campus and in schools. That's basically coming out of the Education Committee, but those are big, important bills, and there's been a lot of discussion about particularly more conservative students being discriminated against in the colleges and in some of the classes, some of the professors making some kind of irresponsible statements. So we do have a bill to reinforce the fact that on campuses, students are entitled to free speech, and they should not be discriminated against because the professor or the administration at the school disagree with their statements. I think most everybody agrees in the abstract with free speech, but it seems like when there are people that you disagree with and you're in positions of influence, sometimes it seems they're not really, they don't adhere to the principle as much as they should. So we've had so many complaints on that we have a bill to try to protect those rights more specifically than what they are now.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the latest in the Iowa legislature. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.